So what is the Bristol Bay Borough looking at in terms of preparations for the upcoming fishing season? And what did the Borough Assembly discuss at its meeting last week?
The Borough right now is preparing to go forward with the fishing season. Many of the processor workers come from all over the world, so they're coming from all kinds of different backgrounds, and that's a concern to us. I believe the processors so far have been working in good faith to coordinate with the Borough to provide a reasonable approach, a reasonable strategy for protecting the Borough under all the circumstances. Now, the Assembly had a special meeting on April 22nd and considered a number of resolutions. One was a resolution to add some requirements of people who come into the Borough based on the governor's Mandate 12. They simply felt like the Borough's program wasn't quite ready. In an abundance of caution and care, they wanted to delay it until the May 4th meeting to allow staff more time to work on the proposal. There was another one that the Borough did pass, which is to create a traveler declaration program where people arriving in the Borough would be asked to fill out a travel declaration similar to the state declaration that people fill out when they arrive in the state from outside, from places like Seattle. The staff is now working on the details and the operational aspects of implementing a traveler declaration program, and we certainly hope to have that up and running by next week.
Are there any specific things that the Borough is looking at with processors to protect communities?
Well, there's a couple of things that are part of the Borough, the processors' plans that they've given to the Borough and that the Borough's discussed with them. One is that the processor workers who come into the Borough for this fishing season will be met at the airport by a processor bus. They'll be taken directly to the processor campus, and they'll remain on campus for the duration of the fishing season. They won't leave the campus until they're on their way home. So it'll be sort of a bubble that each processor puts over their campus and keeps all of their workers in there for the duration of the summer so that workers will not be circulating in the surrounding community.
Mm-hmm. One big concern that we've heard over here on the west side, and that I'm sure, you know, people on the east side are thinking about as well, is the issue of enforcement and, you know, enforcement capacity for either the city of Dillingham, the Bristol Bay Borough, municipalities and communities that don't necessarily have that many resources to enforce these mandates and requirements for the large number of people coming in. What is the borough looking at in that regard?
Well, you put your finger on it in terms of limited capacity. All the rural communities don't have all the resources and all the people that they need to manage this kind of situation, and including enforcement of the agreements that the processors have reached with us and with the state. Those are plans that have been agreed to by the state. So the primary strategy is voluntary compliance. The processor managers and leaders have assured me that if I hear of infractions or instances of noncompliance, I can call them and they'll deal with it. So the first instance is the processors are going to take care of it themselves. If the borough learns of egregious violations, then we will talk to the processors and address it in that context.
You said that the travel program that the borough was considering implementing, you guys were working the details out this week?
Yes, and let me clarify, Izzy, it's not a permit. Ours is a travel declaration program.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of excluding anybody from the borough. It's asking them for information about where they're staying and asking them to voluntarily comply with COVID protective arrangements. One would be minimizing interaction with the community. For example, if you have to go to the store, we'd prefer people call the store and order their groceries or their products online, and then the store will bring it out to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the main point is we're still working out the details, and we hope to get it operational next week.
Is the borough considering any plans in terms of fishermen and fishermen coming in, since they are not, you know, necessarily under the purview of a processing company, or but are rather, you know, independent businesses?
Sure. We've got two strategies for that. But let me say, as everyone knows, fishermen are very independent. But a number of them work for the processors. So we're hoping the processors can reach an arrangement with their fishermen that is respectful for the concerns of the community and the protection of the community. Two, we're working with a program, an organization called BBRSDA, that works with a lot of the independent fishermen, and they're trying to arrange voluntary compliance by their members for the COVID protective procedures. So that's two strategies that are underway right now. For fishermen who may not be covered by that, we're going to be trying to get the message out to them. We're also going to be trying to get them to comply with the travel declaration if they come into the borough. And we're going to just rely on people's goodwill and good faith and a common approach for everybody to protect the people, to maximize the protection of the people in the borough.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk this afternoon. I know you're busy, so I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Izzy.